something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, God Greater Blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Now, can I read something to you from the Bible? Take your Bible now. I want to begin to show you something about God's greater blessing. And Isaiah chapter number 58. Isaiah chapter 58. Are you there? All right, I want to read to you very quickly from verse number 14. It says, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." I want to read it again. He said, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth." Did you notice something? He didn't say, "And when you have a prayer warfare, then it will happen." No? He didn't say, "When you pray, and pray and pray and pray enough, then," no. He says, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord." Delight thyself in the Lord. "And I will cause thee." In other words, I'll be responsible for it. "And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob." I'm talking about God's greater blessings. Are you with me? God's greater blessings. Turn to the book of Job, chapter 22. Man, oh man. Something up here. Job. The book of Job. Chapter 22. Something beautiful. I'm reading from verse 21. He says, "Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." Do you see that? He says, just wonderful. He says, "Acquaint now thyself with him. Acquaint yourself with him. He says, hey, get intimate with him." And he says, "And be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver." Did you see that? It says, "And thou shalt have" what? "Plenty of silver." He's talking about thou shalt have a lot of money. Now, you know, we don't believe in being broke. You know that, don't you? No, in this church. If you're coming for the first time, just know it now. We don't believe in being broke. Broke children of a broke God can't win. We believe in prosperity. And we have no apologies. There's a lot of Christians who believe in being poor. Or some say, no, not poverty, just be average. Average is a curse. Read your Bible. Don't be average. You believe in being average? I don't believe in being average. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And read, chapter 6, verse 10. Have you seen it? What does it say? One more time. Making many rich. We make people rich. There is an anointing. There is an anointing on us to make people rich. I tell people sometimes, maybe I meet someone who doesn't have a child. I say, I can give you a child. I can give you. I tell the man, I can give you a child. There's no use going all over those places. If I say the word, you will have. I can give you a job. No, I'm called to do it. Don't you understand? When you go to a doctor, what do you expect to get? He'll treat you. All right? When you go to a mechanic, what do you expect to get? He'll fix your car. Are you hearing me? When you go to a man of God, what do you expect to get? The Bible says, by a prophet, he brought them out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he established them. He preserved them. And when he brought them out, Psalm 105 verse 35 says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold. Who brought them forth? Moses. He brought them forth broke? No. He brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. In other words, he brought them out rich and loaded. And there aren't any one of them sick. New Century Translation. Are you still there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Go over. Woo! He says, then shall thou lay up gold as dust. That's my life. I lay up gold as dust, boy. I'm rich. You know what? See, I'm loaded. That's nothing that I can't do. Are you still there? Listen, you need to be loaded. And I know that there's a lot of you, from the testimonies I received from you, a lot of you, you are riding high. Big things are happening in your life. Oh, yes. Now, for some of you, you're saying amen. You know, believing is going to be so. But there are others, I mean that they are already doing it. See that? There's some of you who are multi-millionaires now, and a few years ago, you were broke. You were broke a few years ago. But now you're big. You wait. You haven't seen anything yet. You wait. You are going to be so big. I know what I'm talking about. You're going to be smelling money. Why? Because of this thing that I'm sharing with you. I want to take you beyond the commanding and possessing and reaching out and, I want to take you to the next level. So you begin to see it. And if you don't move right in, at least you can see it and hope for it. It's the level of God's greater blessings. In God's greater blessings, see, it doesn't matter what level you are in life. You can get right in there. You can begin to walk right inside. See, in these various levels, there are young people, there are old people. There are educated people, there are non-educated people. There are all kinds of people in the various levels. So what counts is the revelation granted you at that time and how you function in it. Let me give you an example. Joseph, right from his youth, began to walk in that realm. All right, you begin to understand what that realm is all about now. It's a realm where you don't have to ask. You live there. Hey. I don't know who I'm talking to now. Are you still in this place? You don't ask. Hey. When you are inside water, you don't ask anybody for water. You just drink. Didn't you read it just now? He said, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. You don't ask for anything. He said, you delight yourself in the Lord. And he said, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. I'll cause you to ride upon the high places. He said, I'll cause you. I'll make it happen. And I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob. What is the heritage of Jacob? He says, plenty of corn and wine. He said, nations shall serve you. He says, your enemies shall bow before you. That's the heritage of Jacob. Super prosperity. Your fear, he says, shall be on the nations. Then he says, oil and wine. He says, plenty of oil and wine. That's talking about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The heritage of Jacob. He says, I'll feed you with the heritage of Jacob. Boy, I've been fed with the heritage of Jacob. I live right inside. I eat of it, drink of it, dream in it, glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maseru, Habasofo Mafikaning. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m., Wednesday by 5 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 531-169-33 or 517-517-15 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.